vampire, isn't it?
Secret Destroyers just out to ruin you.
You know, Anthony Wiener's just sitting at home playing the song right now. Damn you, Nick Ritchie.
Yeah.
Is Nick Ritchie here yet? I thought he was.
He's a busy man.
Stuck outside because George, our guy's not here yet. Nick
Ritchie. How you doing?
How you doing, my friend?
Long
good
time
to
no
see
see
you. Good to see you.
How are you?
I'm awesome.
Look at you. I'm good. How are you?
I'm a little starstruck that you're here now.
My goodness.
I'm trying to survive, you know?
I heard you were supposed to do the Today Show this morning. You just didn't get up.
Yeah, I just.
Oh yeah, you know, that happens to us all the time around here. We're just like Today Show. We're busy
all the time.
Yeah, sorry,
all these guys trying to reach out to me, and I'm just like, you know, I'm just doing my job.
Right.
Just leave me alone.
Yep.
Yeah, I love the. I mean, the what they're saying is that the dirty acted as the founding fathers intended, holding our public officials accountable for their actions. Too bad the major news outlets aren't doing their job. Congratulations, Nick. You stood up to the abhorrent behaviors and acted as a true journalist. America is better today because of your coverage. Thank you.
I got balls, Frank.
But here's what I'll say, because your website started, what, 2007?
Yeah, 2007.
Okay, so basically getting the dirt on the local, you know, nightlife scene in Scottsdale.
Yeah.
Was it ever a plan? Because I think now you're so beyond that at this point. Now you're breaking stories like this, national stories. Was that always the goal, or was this like a happy accident?
No, it just, you know,
to be like a hard-hitting journalist type of guy.
It comes with the territory of what I do, because I get a lot of submissions from random people, and a lot of these random people have slept with celebrities or, you know, are involved in these crazy marital or sexting or just different types of scandals, and they don't have an outlet or a person to come to. And obviously I'm a lot cooler than Harvey Levin or some of these older guys,
right?
You know, and they relate to me, and they're like, hey, you know, I'm Dirty Army, I'm a fan of the dirty. Nick, this is what I got, do you think it's something? And you know, either I go all in or I say, you know, let's stay away from this. So I just got to pick and choose my battles with this one. Literally, I'm like, you know what? Let's just go all in. Let's let the chips fall and see what happens. And I got lucky. I don't know if I got lucky. I got Carlos Dangered. It was awesome.
Carlos Danger.
Now, what
have you produced your Carlos Danger name yet? I guess Slate.com has the name generator.
I think mine's Nick Ritchie.
Oh, look at that.
Mine was awful. We put mine in. Mine was awful. Frank's was pretty damn good.
Mine is Narciso Dynamite.
Seriously.
You're not very Narciso, are you?
Oh, Nick.
My blood is gold, liquid gold.
Nick.
I know, I'm kidding.
Nick.
What was Heidi's?
Mine was awful. It was like...
It was just dumb, idiot.
Yeah, dumb. Yeah, I don't know. Did we do Nick's? We should do Nick's.
Yeah, put in Nick Ritchie. Let's find out what his actual...
Frank's was the best, but mine was awful.
Yeah, yours is pretty rad, actually.
Yours is Alfonso Clandestine.
I'll take that.
Yeah, so the next time you're sexting somebody other than your wife, you can use that.
I like it.
So this anonymous... I'll use finger quotes now because I don't know how anonymous this woman is anymore.
It's inevitable. Like, you know, I was telling someone the story is just too big. You know, he did a press conference. You know, it's in every single media outlet is reporting this. Every single person is trying to reach out to me for a statement. You know, they're going to find her, and she knows that, and she's okay with it. I tried my best to keep her as my source, like I promised I would, and I'm still going to promise her that until she feels comfortable to come out. But you know, it's a national, I guess you could say international story. It's one of the biggest stories we broke on thedirty.com, because Frank, you know, and Heidi, you know, we've broken like Ashton Kutcher. Remember we broke that.
The Kobe Bryant things a long time ago?
We've broke tons of stories, but this one obviously is in the political realm. So in New York media, you know how cutthroat they are.
Right.
So for me, I'm just doing my job. I'm trying to do it the best I can do it. And it's not a personal vendetta against Carlos Danger or Wiener or whatever he calls himself. It's just the facts, and we want to get him out there. And you know, he's sending pictures of his Greg to people.
Yeah.
And it's just... You know, you can't do that if you're married with a kid, and it's post scandal.
Now,
so
did you when this woman came forward and you're investigating yourself about how legitimate this is? I mean, is it Anthony's wiener?
Yeah, actually, that was the tough call for me because And, you know, me being total CSI Nick Ritchie, I had to evaluate his feet. I looked at his toes. I looked at past pictures. I went back into the scandal. And the crazy part about this, because
it's a magnifying glass.
And I'm not trying to be weird or anything, but he has, obviously on thedirty.com, it's pixelated, but he has a very large mushroom type of.
It's very girthy. It
is. Yeah, but the tip is very defined and more of a.
You could pick it out in the lineup right now.
Hallucinogenic mushroom. But I actually, not in a weird way, but I was comparing the, because in the other pictures, you know, the scandal, it was, you know, he was
behind
was,
underwear.
Yeah.
Right?
So I'd have to look at the bulge. I'd have to look at the feet. I'd have to look at the, I actually went down and zoomed in on the actual hair on his legs.
Oh.
And I'm like, you know what? This is the guy. And I went back into his conversations with other women and compared his conversations. And he is a true sex predator. He lures these women. He promises them things. You know, it's a very, very bad disease. And I don't think he's, he said in his press conference it's behind him. I don't believe him for one bit.
So
the girl's in her 20s, though. I mean, as far as sexual predator, I mean,
you think you can only be a predator to somebody who's underage?
Well, yeah.
This guy, you know,
God.
He doesn't meet these women. You know, he gets off on sending pictures and receiving pictures.
Did it all start with this 22-year-old? He goes, hey, I just followed you on Formspring.
No, what happened was he poked her on Facebook.
People are still doing that? I always just go, unfriend, dummy.
I thought Facebook was dead. Yeah. I had no idea.
Apparently it's not for Anthony Weiner. Yeah. So he pokes her on Facebook. Anthony Weiner or as Carlos Danger?
As Anthony Weiner. And the idiot is, you know, he's poking from his personal Facebook that's connected, that says married to Huma Abedin, his wife, and it's him, like, who does that?
But he can go, oh, no, babe, listen, it's just, you know, politics.
But then he started,
this young woman, I guess she is a progressive activist from Indiana.
Yeah, she's kind of in that political realm, you know what I mean? Not to give too much details, you know, she was an intern in D.C.
Those damn interns.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things, you know, and she... He tried to be very smart. He tried to go danger mode on her and do the whole like, hey, from Facebook, he sent her a message saying, hey, I found you on Formspring. And then they started communicating. They would have phone sex literally every day. And he would call her with a block number. And she, you know, and not to knock him, she knew what was going on.
Of course.
She's like, and she originally...
In awe a little bit, probably.
And she originally reached out to him to rip him about the scandal and he poked her back and then it started into I misunderstood and she believed it and he was telling her that he loved her, you know, and she was telling him that I love you and they got into a serious online telecommunication relationship and they really believed that it was real and she really believed he was misunderstood and he wasn't this guy and then she woke up one day.
Meanwhile, he's being this guy.
And then she woke up one day after sending... 30 nude images of herself down the road saying, okay, well, he is this guy. Yeah. And it fizzled out. The relationship fizzled out. And she was never going to come out. You know, she wanted to be very private. She doesn't want the fame. She doesn't want the money. She doesn't want any of that. But he, I guess, said a speech, you know, because she talked to him about running for mayor before he announced that he was running for mayor. And there's those details. And she sent me the screenshots of all our conversations to prove that, you know, this was all real.
Now, did he offer her a job to be on his campaign? Because I know he offered her a job and he offered to buy her a condo.
He offered her a job at Politico, you know what I mean? Just in the political realm as like a blogger. He offered to help her get a condo, a specific condo, the address, the loft number, the whole thing in Chicago so they could finally meet up and live out these dreams, these fantasies.
Of course, sure.
And it just bothers me. It's just like these political figures. Like I look at it and I'm like, you know, you can't trust any of these guys. Their egos are so out the door. They're all narcissists.
Frank, narcissist dynamo.
Yes. Frank, I think you should run for mayor.
I should. I say president.
Well,
for
but your
mayor.
Penis pictures are coming out because I've got them.
No.
You know where to send them to, thedirty.com.
No, I don't send DPs. I send...
he did. That's right.
I send SPs, scrotal pics.
He did. He sent me a picture of his... I don't even know.
I just pull my scrotum out.
See, I can't go CSI in that. That's too gross.
I think I'd elect a guy who only pulled his scrotum out. I mean, at least he has some class.
Not if he's got a wife and kids. You got to keep your scrotum in your pants. You got to keep
a scrotum. So it's comedy. I mean, there's nothing sexual just about a scrotum only. Right?
I don't know. That's just too much for me.
Nick Ritchie's even out. He's like, I don't want the picture. I don't want the story. Leave me alone.
I don't think I can put that up.
She said, I mean, that she came forward, this anonymous. Well, I have her online name.
You know, the thing is, it's funny, is people are, everybody's trying to find out who the person is. And I know BuzzFeed put out something, and they're trying to compare this picture to another blurred picture. And,
yeah, I have that.
And, yeah, and like I said, I'm not going to confirm or deny anything. Like I'm going to let her come out.
Which it'll all come out eventually.
Yeah, and she's already ready. She's just looking for
like
the right
said,
avenue.
You said earlier, you're like, okay, it's such a big story. It's going to be found out. People will search for this. So for her to come forward and say, you know what, for the betterment of America,
and
he's going to run for mayor, I want to come forward with this now. But back in 2011, when he resigned from Congress over similar incidents, she was supportive. She was saying he could send a DP every single day as long as his policy remains the same. I mean, she was supportive of what he was doing back then, thinking he was misunderstood. And now, for the betterment of America, and I want to remain anonymous, I'm going to come forward now.
Well, she has no choice. She has no choice. She has to come out. You know what I mean? It's like, and I told her, I'm like, you have to understand, if I'm doing this, there is the risk that your life is going to be completely changed. You're going to be looked at as, you know, more of like a Monica Lewinsky type figure. This is a huge political scandal.
Yeah, because she knew he was married.
She said this back in the day.
She knew what was going on.
When they were asking, because she is like a little activist, political blogger, whatever. It says, should Anthony Weiner resign? Somebody asked this back in 2011. She says, no, he did nothing worth resigning for. I mean, so she was in support of not really support, but the misunderstood guy who did it one time, and then she goes, and after he pursues her and starts this whole relationship, and
this is 1 year after the scandal.
Well, that's what is interesting. When the dirty.com
we'll talk about
broke
that.
This,
like actually when this all happened, more details with Nick Ritchie from the dirty.com, who actually broke this story about Anthony Weiner's second go around with online sexting and basically self sabotage. Really, I mean, how could you not? We're gonna be coming right back. 1-800-955-5567. You have any questions? We got Nick Ritchie here with us from the dirty.com and ToadHopNetwork.com. He has his show, Nick Ritchie Radio, live on Wednesdays from 8 to 9 p.m.
And if you talk about breaking stories, we break stories on that radio show like a gentleman.
And you can call in and talk live. You can break them live if you want. Call in. All right? 1-800-955-5567. Come right back. We're Heidi and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.